Welcome to Spitalfields Music What Next series. During our Summer Festival 2015, we've asked people to give us a personal reflection about the impact of the arts on society. Across 18 talks, you'll hear a variety of opinions, from artists to producers, cultural leaders to audience members. Today, Leila Fernandez-Yazin, a member of the Thames Youth Orchestra in Tower Hamlets, talks about the role of music in her life.
Hi, I'm Leila. I'm 16 and I'm currently taking my GCSEs. I play the flute. I go to Thames Music Centre every Saturday. So at the centre, I go to a big band, I go to a symphonic band, and I also teach recorder to a group of young students who are about 8 and 9. So it all started with the grand instrument of the recorder, which I started in primary school when I was in year 3. And I've got to admit, when I first started, I found the instrument quite boring. I thought it had quite an annoying sound. I didn't really understand reading notes on a page, things like that. But I had a really sweet teacher who was really understanding, who really helped me with my recorder playing, and was also the first person to suggest, why don't I start playing the flute? Because she thought I'd be a good flute player. So I started playing the flute, and that was a really big step for me, because I thought, when I was younger, I thought, wow, the flute's such a cool instrument. I haven't seen anyone else playing a flute before. And I really enjoyed it. And it's all thanks to this first recorder teacher that I'm where I am today, because she got me started on the flute. She was also the first person to tell me about the Thames Music Service. And she was actually the first person to mention the secondary school that I go to now. She told me about it because it has a good music department, and I would not have heard about the school if it wasn't for her. And now I'm at the school, I really love it. And it is all thanks to this one woman who started me off on my music career. I personally really enjoy playing in a group. I really enjoy them because I make a lot of new friends through these groups. And also, I just really love music. And I have this thing where whenever I play a piece of music, I always have a kind of story that goes through my head. So usually I make up a little film in my head that goes with the music. And I think that's partly why I really like music. It's been a really relaxing activity. I always find that when I get big headaches from learning loads of things at school, I go and practice my flute, because that's what I consider a break when I'm doing my work. And I think music has just brought me peace of mind. I really love listening to music and I love playing it. So it's just a really enjoyable activity for me. Music is it's just a great thing. Like you're always listening to music. Whenever you're out and about, you can hear it. There are people singing, there's people playing music. You even go to places like restaurants, they're playing music in the background. It's everywhere. So I just kind of encourage people to notice these things. I would strongly advise people who don't play a musical instrument to pick up one, because it's a really enjoyable experience. As you get better at playing your instrument, you become really proud, and it's that you could be playing, like for me, I play a flute, but that doesn't restrict you to you. It doesn't restrict you to a certain type of music. So flute is not a jazz instrument typically, but I still play jazz music, and it's great.
That was Leila Fernandez-Yazin talking about the role of music in her life. Tomorrow's speaker is Sid Kajuria, digital content producer at The Barbican. During our Summer Festival 2015, we're releasing a new podcast each day. Find out more at spitalfieldsmusic.org.uk, follow on SoundCloud, and give us your thoughts on Twitter @SpitsMusic.